Tony Katz Show, 888-955-TONY. That is the number, 888-955-8669. There's a story that, I don't know if it can get you in trouble or not. Some people out there are trying to be threatening, and my answer is to... don't let the bastards keep you down, and certainly don't be afraid to engage a conversation just because somebody's going to threaten you. There's a story out there about a guy named Brett Kimberlin. And Brett Kimberlin, according to reports, according to police reports, according to other stories, a convicted felon. Including bombings at a speedway and a series of other things. Let me bring this over here from MichelleMalkin.com. Supposedly one of the things Brett Kimberlin does, spent many years in jail. Sometimes people spend years in jail. Is that he taught himself how to be a jailhouse lawyer and has proceeded to sue over 100 people who he has already victimized and trying to harass them into silence. If you talk about him, he'll sue you. And one of the people he went after was Robert Stacey McCain, a site known as theothermccain.com. Robert Stacey McCain, Stacey McCain as he's known, definitely a guy who engaged as a controversial figure within the blogosphere. Incredibly good writer, by the way. Some people love him, some people hate him. That's just the reality. I know he was on with the guys over at Own the Narrative. You can go to ownthenarrative.com/live and check out the archive there. But whether or not you like him personally or don't like him personally, I don't give a damn. The conversation is, are we about to sit by and let people engaged in free speech be silenced? I'm not. I don't know who Brett Kimberlin is. I'm learning about him like a lot of people are learning about him. But am I about to say to myself, oh, wait, he might sue me. Oh, wait, he might come after me. Now, by the way, he is coming after Robert Stacey McCain. Came after Robert Stacey McCain in such a way that there was a call made, supposedly from Brett Kimberlin, to Robert McCain, Stacey McCain's wife, to her workplace, that forced him to leave the state. 888-955-TONY is my number, Brett. Just want you to know that. You don't have to call. But I'm not hiding anything. I'm not hiding my phone number. To engage a conversation about how this guy has existed, what he has done, and how he is now, for many people in many ways, a political operative for the left. A great video out there from Lee Stranahan, stranahan.com, S-T-R-A-N-A-H-A-N, stranahan.com. If we're going to actually do this, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand how difficult it can be. When we talk about supporting those people who do the work, this is what comes with it. I'm not the only guy out there who's gotten a death threat. I'm not the only guy out there who somebody wants to badger. It's happening everywhere. In every way. They are trying to intimidate at every single turn. And when they tell you, oh, those people on the right are just being, you know, By the way, the video from Stranahan talks about all the things, all the cases. Sentenced to 50 years on Melissa's damage by means of explosives. In prison, Brett Kimberlin takes on a new role, as I said, jailhouse lawyer, and has sued over 100 people. Witnesses, officials, and his victims. It's a long list. You got to support the people who are willing to engage these conversations, who are willing to take on these people and expose and explain the connections that a guy who spent time in jail for planting bombs, amongst other things, is now viewed as a prominent liberal activist. And when you should mention the history, it's not that he once got into a bar fight. We're not having that conversation. We're not having a conversation about whether or not the guy paid his taxes. Gives a crap. A guy was sentenced in a bombing. Good to know. Exactly what level of second chance do we engage in America? And that a guy has decided that his values is to take the legal system and go after the people who should engage conversations about this. Listen, the guy did his time, and a court or a parole board let him out. I can agree or disagree with that all I want, but I'm not the parole board. And if a parole board lets him out, I have to move on with my day. But you can't mention that the guy, by the way, was convicted in a bombing? Did I read that right? I can't mention how many times the guy reaches out to try and harass and intimidate people into being quiet. He's done this against an Aaron Walker as well. You shouldn't be allowed to talk about it? 888-955-TONY. 888-955-8669. That's my number. What in the world are we, if we're willing to let First Amendment rights be so flippant? Somebody threatens us, we're not going to still engage conversation. Somebody threatens one of us who engages these conversations day in and day out, and we're going to just stay silent while they're on the run? No. No. It's not the way it works. That's a valueless proposition. We're going to engage these conversations. We're going to continue to engage these conversations. We will get Stacey on the show. We will learn more about him, what he is doing, what he has done. This from MichelleMalkin.com. Over the past year, Aaron Walker, who blogged as Aaron Worthington, Paterico is a great, great site, by the way. Liberty Chicken, now Stacey McCain, have been targeted by convicted Speedway bomber Brett Kimberlin because they dared to mention his criminal past or assist others who did. The late Andrew Breitbart warned about Kimberlin and company. I've spoken directly with both Paterico and Aaron about their ongoing battles. The main press, not just the conservative blogosphere, needs to hear and report their stories. This is a convoluted, ongoing nightmare that combines abuse of the court system, workplace intimidation, serial invasions of privacy, perjury, and harassment of family members. McCain was forced to move with his family out of his house this weekend and has just gotten a small taste of what Aaron and Paterico have been enduring over the past year. Aaron and his wife were fired from their jobs after their employer feared the office would be targeted next. Convicted bomber Kimberlin has filed bogus peace orders against Aaron when it is the Walkers who are the victims, not the perpetrators. Do you have the right to defend yourself in court? Absolutely. Do you have the right to defend yourself against slander or libel? Absolutely. Do you have the right to tell people they can't say a word about you no matter what? No. You don't. Can you use intimidation? I guess you can. Can I engage conversations that expose the intimidation? Yeah, I can. And I will. And I'm right here. More when we return. Stay with us. This is the Tony Katz Show on the All Patriots Media Network.